Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Roosevelt Sweeps Nation FDR's 1936 Landslide and the Triumph of the Liberal Ideal is a popular history by David Pietrusa that examines Franklin D. Roosevelt's decisive 1936 re-election campaign and its larger meaning for American politics. Centered on the Great Depression era, the book looks beyond the simple story of a popular incumbent defeating a weak opponent. Instead, it places the election within a wider struggle over the New Deal, economic insecurity, political communication, ideological conflict, and the future shape of the Democratic Party and the American state. Pietrusa presents Roosevelt not only as a successful politician, but as a leader who understood how to build and sustain a coalition during a period of intense social strain. The book also highlights the many forces pressing against Roosevelt from the right and the left, making the election a revealing test of democracy in a polarized moment. It is both an election study and a broad account of Depression-era political transformation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Roosevelt turned the 1936 election into a referendum on the New Deal. The book treats the 1936 contest as more than a routine presidential race. Pietrusa shows that Roosevelt effectively made the election a judgment on the New Deal itself, linking his personal candidacy to relief, recovery, and reform. That framing mattered because the country was still living through severe economic disruption, and many voters experienced federal programs directly in their daily lives. By presenting the election this way, Roosevelt asked Americans to compare a visible and active government with the uncertainty that followed the crash. The result was not simply a victory over Alf Landon, but a broader endorsement of a new relationship between citizens and the federal state. This topic is central to the book because it explains why the landslide had lasting consequences. It helped define the New Deal as a durable political settlement rather than a temporary emergency response, and it showed how elections can ratify major shifts in governing philosophy. Secondly, Roosevelt's political style versus Landon's failure to connect. A major thread in the book is the contrast between Roosevelt's personal political strengths and the weaknesses of his Republican opponent. Pietrusa emphasizes Roosevelt's charm, confidence, and ability to reassure anxious voters in a period of hardship. He did not merely ask for support. He projected steadiness and competence. Alf Landon, by comparison, is portrayed as a poor campaigner who struggled to generate excitement or define a compelling alternative. This contrast matters because elections are not decided by policy detail alone. The book argues that personality, tone, and public presence can shape how voters interpret broader economic realities. Roosevelt appeared active and empathetic, while Landon seemed distant and unconvincing. That difference helped transform structural advantages into a crushing victory. The analysis is useful because it shows that communication style can become politically decisive when voters are looking for confidence more than abstract argument. In that sense, the book is also a study in political presentation and electoral leadership. Thirdly, government employment and relief as a durable electoral coalition. Pietrusa places unusual emphasis on the political effect of New Deal employment and relief programs. He argues that federal agencies such as the WPA, PWA, CCCs, and NYA created not only jobs but also a broad constituency invested in Roosevelt's continued success. This is one of the book's most practical insights. Public policy can reshape electoral behavior when it reaches people in concrete ways. The book suggests that voters who benefited from government work or assistance were likely to view Roosevelt as the leader most responsible for preserving their livelihoods. That does not reduce the election to simple patronage, but it does show how material security can become politically meaningful. The author also uses this point to explain why opposition critiques of constitutionality had limited effect among many recipients. For people facing unemployment and economic uncertainty, the immediate value of relief outweighed ideological objections. This topic deepens the book's argument by linking policy design, public experience, and voting behavior in a way that helps explain the scale of the landslide. Fourthly, the polarized Depression era battlefield of radicals, conservatives, and anti-New Deal forces. Another major contribution of the book is its depiction of the political world surrounding Roosevelt. Pietrusa does not present the election as a clean contest between two parties only. Instead, he brings in figures such as Huey Long, Father Coughlin, and William Randolph Hearst to show how volatile and fractured the period really was. These actors represented different kinds of pressure on Roosevelt from outside the conventional party structure. The book also addresses the era's racism, anti-Semitism, socialism, communism, and anti-communism, all of which formed part of the broader ideological climate. This matters because it explains why Roosevelt's victory had significance beyond arithmetic. He was navigating a nation in which economic desperation encouraged extremist appeals and cultural conflict. By including these forces, Pietrusa presents the 1936 election as a moment when American liberalism had to survive attacks from multiple directions. The result is a richer political history that captures how unstable the Democratic center appeared during the Depression. Lastly, why the election mattered for the long-term shape of American liberalism. The book ultimately argues that Roosevelt's landslide helped entrench the liberal ideal as a defining force in modern American politics. Pietrusa connects the election to the broader institutional and ideological transformation of the New Deal era, including the relationship between the presidency, the Supreme Court, and the expanded federal role in economic life. The significance of the book lies in showing that 1936 was not just a moment of victory, but a turning point in political development. Roosevelt's mandate gave him the authority to continue and deepen New Deal reforms. While opposition to those reforms revealed the limits of conservative resistance in the face of mass hardship, by placing the election in this longer arc, the book explains why it remains historically important. It helps readers understand how a single landslide can legitimize new policy assumptions and alter party coalitions for decades. This long view perspective makes the book useful not only as campaign history, but as a study of political realignment and state building in the 20th century. In conclusion, this book should be read by readers interested in American political history, the New Deal, presidential campaigns, and the Great Depression. It will also appeal to those who want to understand how elections can become votes on the legitimacy of an entire governing philosophy, not just on a single candidate. Its value lies in the way it combines narrative energy with institutional analysis. Rather than treating 1936 as a familiar landslide story, Pietrusa reconstructs the broader climate of economic distress, ideological conflict, media pressure, and political theater that made the result so consequential. That makes the book especially useful for readers who want a history of ideas in action, not just a recap of election outcomes. Compared with many campaign histories, it stands out for its wide canvas and its attention to the many competing forces around Roosevelt, including relief politics, anti-New Deal agitation, and the unstable mood of the era. The result is a work that explains not only how Roosevelt won, but why the victory mattered for the future of American liberalism and federal power. If you would like to support David Pietrusa, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.